Helen Keller once said that silver is purified in fire, and so are we. It is in the most trying times that our real character is shaped and revealed. By dedicating our knowledge and creativity to strengthening the fabric of our society, whether it's in Champaign-Urbana, Chicago, or around the world, our real character will be shaped and revealed. We must recommit ourselves to the goals and ideals of our university's founders. Our first president, John Milton Gregory, argued that higher education should do more than teach practical skills for earning a living. He believed that the University of Illinois should culture the soul to higher power and arm it with finer sentiments, nobler purposes, and higher and stronger resolves. The following are just a few people on our campus whose work is empowering and defining our university and transforming the lives of those it touches. We're inspired daily by professors such as Jim Keane, the director of university bands. Jim is only the fourth band director in the rich history of the university bands. Because of his leadership and his dedication to nurturing the creative spark within each student musician, our legendary band program has risen to new heights. In February of 2006, the Wind Symphony reached the pinnacle when it played Carnegie Hall. We're energized by the drive and team spirit of senior Dee Brown, who helped lead the 2005 varsity basketball team to the NCAA championship game and who received the 2006 Bob Cousy Award as the best point guard in the nation. We're invigorated by the work of Mike Ross, the executive director of the Kranitz Center for the Performing Arts. Mike's commitment has elevated the Kranitz Center to a new level of prestige, attracting internationally acclaimed artists such as opera singer Cecilia Bartoli and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Mike's vision led him to collaborate with graduate students in the School of Architecture by asking them to imagine what an addition to Kranitz would look like. He shared with them his dream of building an experimental performing arts center in which art, science, technology, engineering, and the humanities would converge. Here are some of the 18 different structures that students envisioned for Kranitz North. No other fine and applied arts school in the country has as many top-ranked programs as Illinois. Our accomplished faculty and unparalleled facilities attract talented students from around the world in art, music, theater, dance, architecture, urban planning, and landscape architecture. The 75th anniversary of the School of Fine and Applied Arts was made all the more memorable when FAA alumnus Ang Lee accepted his Oscar for Brokeback Mountain. I wanted to share with you this thank you card from Ang. He loved the basketball we sent him that was autographed by the team. The folks over at Beckman's Imaging Technology Group thought it would be great to create a screensaver for you in honor of Ang Lee's accomplishment. Here it is, alma mater, Oscar style. In 2006, the School of Social Work also celebrates an anniversary. 60 years of service to the people of our state and nation. Since its inception in 1945, the School of Social Work has contributed to the national debate on critical issues affecting the poor, the elderly, the sick and disabled, the mentally ill, children and families. Also marking a milestone this year is the Institute for Labor and Industrial Relations, which has been preparing Illinois students for the challenges of the ever-changing workplace for 60 years. In the sciences, we're intrigued by the work of Gene Robinson, an Illinois entomology professor who was recently inducted into the National Academy of Sciences for his groundbreaking discoveries in genetics. Because of Gene's research into the social lives of bees, we're beginning to understand the effect that the environment plays on genes in the brain and how that might influence human behavior. Gene and his grad students like to teach local school kids about the importance of bees by showing them beehives and sharing honey with them. We're motivated to dig deeper by the work of geology professor Susan Kiefer, one of our five MacArthur Genius Award winners. She and two U of I colleagues analyzed the recent eruption of the Reventador volcano in Ecuador. What they found was a rare plume that resembled a mushroom cloud from an atomic blast. The scientists' analysis suggests that the strange plume was an indication of new and especially dangerous ash flows that might have damaged petroleum pipelines and contributed to the shutdown of the airport in Quito. We're heartened by the promising work of a multidisciplinary team, including several departments across campus working with Urbana's Carl Foundation. They're creating computer software and state-of-the-art materials, which will allow surgeons to quickly fabricate artificial bone replacements using customized three-dimensional printers. This will eventually mean that patients needing bone replacements will not need to undergo painful surgery to take bone from other parts of their bodies. We're fascinated by the recent discovery of Al Feng, a professor of molecular and integrative physiology at the Beckman Institute. Professor Feng, who co-invented the smart hearing aid, studies frogs and bats to understand how the brain processes sound patterns. He and colleagues recently reported in the prestigious journal Nature of a rare frog in China that communicates using very high-pitched ultrasound. He serenaded the frogs with sounds too high for humans to hear. The frogs talk back, confirming that these amphibians communicate using ultrasound, a capability thought to belong only to an exclusive group of mammals such as whales and dolphins. We gain hope from the work of animal science professor Lawrence Shook, who is leading an interdisciplinary team of researchers in an historic journey to map the first complete pig genome. Here's the pig. Her name is TJ Tabasco. The prospects of this research for human health are tremendous. Similarities between the pig genome and the human genome may make it possible to transplant organs from pigs to save human lives. Here are the future femme fatales, clones of TJ. Having cloned pigs with the same genetic makeup as TJ will allow researchers to better understand cardiovascular disease, cancer, and obesity. Our Integrated Science for Health initiative will enable Illinois to become a world leader in delivering new technologies and novel therapies for human health. Professor Shook and researchers from around the world expect to sequence the pig genome by the end of 2007, the Chinese year of the pig. In contrast, sequencing the human genome took almost 10 years. The rate of scientific discovery is being accelerated because of cooperation among many scientists. We're sharing facilities, databases, and knowledge. At the Urbana campus, we are using our knowledge and creativity to develop what Columbia University economist Jeffrey Sachs calls weapons of mass salvation, the life-saving arsenal of research, drugs, and preventative measures that could avert millions of deaths a year in the wars against epidemic diseases. Through the Global Enterprise for Micromechanics and Molecular Medicine, Illinois experts in biophysics, nanotechnology, mechanics, cell microbiology, and bioimaging are working with researchers from MIT, from Singapore, from Thailand to apply engineering principles in the battle against infectious diseases that are growing stronger every day. All over campus, researchers are merging art and science, humanities and computing. They're collaborating with researchers in other states and nations, all in the belief that working together will bring new perspectives, fresh ideas, and revolutionary opportunities for the future. At the Center for the Study of Democratic Governance, political science professor Peter Narduli and his colleagues are using the computational firepower of the National Center for Supercomputing Applications to understand how democratic ideals can be nurtured in nations throughout the world. Their work, the most ambitious project of its kind, will generate a global database that will help aid agencies effectively distribute hundreds of billions of dollars in development loans and grants, and improve the quality of life for tens of millions of people in the developing world. Through the Illinois Informatics Initiative, we're integrating our world-class information technology programs into all aspects of our scholarship, including humanities, the arts, and sciences. We have a truly unique opportunity at Illinois to revolutionize the way research and teaching is done and to find creative approaches to the myriad problems that plague our world. The next generation of cyber infrastructure being developed at NCSA will take research and education to an all-new level, integrating hardware, software tools, and services so that scholars from all disciplines can access resources around the world and collaborate with their peers more quickly and effectively. At the dedication of the new NCSA headquarters, the director of the National Science Foundation praised NCSA for leading the nation in developing the scientific and technological innovations that will be required to keep the nation competitive in a global marketplace. By melding art with advanced computing, we also allow people to experience life in new ways. A new exhibit called CalculArt, which was created by collaborators at Beckman and the Kranit Art Museum, showcases mathematically inspired pieces, including this piece, which was conceived and written by Illinois professor and famed novelist Richard Powers and artist Rose Marshak. Here we see a poetic description of the economic world in Powers' novel, Plowing the Dark. His words have been encoded so that they have even more meaning. By watching the color and speed of the moving text, you can find out the direction of the stock market, the value of the dollar, the price of a gallon of oil. Throughout our campus, students and faculty are pushing the limits, asking questions, and experimenting with creativity in all of its forms in hopes of making life better for all of us. Because ultimately, that is the goal. We must remember that our fundamental business as a land-grant institution is using our knowledge and creativity and commitment to solve the most pressing needs of our state, our nation, and our world. Through our undergraduate curriculum, we offer students a chance to learn while working in service of others. English students help local high school students to refine their writing skills. Spanish students interpret for families in hospitals and schools, and psychology students work with juvenile offenders in Champaign County. Over spring break 2006, dozens of Illinois students headed to the Gulf Coast, not to work on their tans, but to work on rebuilding communities devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Jesse Kramen, an Illinois junior majoring in chemistry, says she will always remember the gratitude of the family she helped in New Orleans. Yes, Jesse, you and your fellow students did make a difference. I'm proud to report that our students recently voted to increase student fees by $15 each semester to fund the Legacy of Service and Learning Scholarship. By the 20th year of the program, its endowment will approach $15 million, and we could award more than $1 million annually in scholarships. I'm deeply troubled that today lower-income students are much less likely to attend prestigious universities such as Illinois. This exclusivity was not the goal of Abraham Lincoln, who asked Congress to create a system of public universities that would educate ordinary citizens, who would then go on to do extraordinary things. This is and must remain at the heart of this great institution. That is why I established the Illinois Promise Program, which ensures that high-achieving Illinois students whose families live below the poverty line will graduate debt-free. That is why we are redoubling our efforts to help strengthen education at public schools in Champaign-Urbana, Chicago, and in other parts of the state. It is a time for optimism and excitement at Illinois, anything seems possible. It reminds me of something Illinois botanist Donald Peaty once wrote. In the spring, he said, "The earth, the soil itself, has a dreaming quality about it. It is warm now to the touch. It has come alive. It hides secrets that in a moment, in a little while, it will tell." At Illinois, our faculty and students are uncovering secrets that will indeed tell us much about nature and mankind. At the same time, they are changing the world and making it a better place. Stay tuned.